Praise be to Allah, alhamdulillah. Allah's millions of times over, we should be grateful to Allah that on this great night in the month of Rajab, Allah has again allowed us to gather together, and He has given us the opportunity to implement His beloved action. This wealth, this action, this wealth, this mercy, this blessing, we cannot imagine, we cannot measure. The human being, he is given the capability by Allah Ta'ala to carry out actions, deeds. So our enemy, Shaytan, he doesn't like this fact. He doesn't like this fact. How can he like that if he is against Allah, that then the servant of Allah, human being, goes and prays Salah, or if he recites Quran, or he prostrates to Allah, or he bows to Allah, or he raises his hands to Allah to do dua, and he asks from Allah, and he does the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. How can Shaytan bear all of this? Oh, he likes that this man, rather, what should this man be doing? He should be following my instructions, Shaytan says. That wherever I take him, he should wander around, I should make him do things that I like to do, Shaytan says. And people, they also say, what's he doing, this person? Obeying Allah in darkness, in light, in front of people. When a person's modesty and shame stripped away, slowly, slowly, then in front of people he's not ashamed. He doesn't ashamed in front of his father or his children, because the veil of modesty has been eliminated. So openly he implements the wrong actions. So how can Shaytan like somebody, his prey, who is sitting down remembering Allah or doing something good? So one thing, carefully listen to what I'm saying and remember this. Don't think this is easy, because we have a clash with a big enemy, Shaytan. It's not easy for us to sit down and do zikr. It's not easy. Five times a day to pray salah in jama'ah, congregation. I'm not talking about praying salah. Five times salah, how? In congregation. He says, lie down on your mattress and pray. Shaytan says, oh, it's raining, you don't need to pray. Leave going to the masjid. You got to go work. You got things to do. You're busy. You're busy. No. If a person, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, if he at the time of salah in jama'ah, even if it's morning, it's heavy rain, and he's got a car, no thing of the dunya can, maybe something will force you that you're ill and you can't get up from the mattress. That's maybe an excuse, valid, possibly. Otherwise, no excuse of distance or I can't go. Allah Ta'ala, if He gives you two roasted chickens to eat on time, and you eat to your filled stomach with rice and chicken, then what man is there, tell me, who will sleep today hungry? Which person today has not eaten good food today in this country I'm speaking? Which man is there in his house, he hasn't got nice central heating, radiators and hot water? All of those sitting here, I don't think there's anyone who doesn't have this. I don't think so. We've got all these ni'mas, then what's the response? It's adab then Allah sends if we don't take heed, if we don't look after the grateful, the things He's given to us. Such adab, then is there a cure for azab of Allah? Is there a cure? Have we got the cure now? There's no cure yet, is there? Everyone's looking. May Allah not allow, that this azab increases and spreads. At the moment, slowly things are closing down on there. Where will we go then? The masjid that we, Allah Ta'ala says, that if we don't go to the masjid, Allah says, what's the point of opening the masjid? Here there was the call. Is this the amount of people at Fajr and Rajab month? And that is also, subhanallah, the Fajr of Jummah in the masjid, Sayyidul Ayyam, the head of the days of the week, and a person's lying down at home, and I don't come to the masjid. Is this the amount of people who come to the masjid today? Yeah, they're in the shopping center, shops open on time. So brothers, we need to understand, Allah Ta'ala, do you think He keeps people either existent in the dunya? Tell me, these few old people who come and sit, 10 or 12 of them, are these the musallis in this area and Allah will save us due to them? Tell me, He says, oh, Allah Ta'ala, that's why the elderly people are going first. Yeah, that's why the elderly, this is what's happening, isn't it? Elderly people are passing away first. Look at what's happening. So what's the cure? There's no cure when Allah Ta'ala is unhappy. There's no cure, no solution, no account, no hisab. If we forget our Rabb, the Malik, the owner, the creator, the Khaliq, yes, then if this is not going to happen, then what else will happen? The reason behind all of this, the meaning, is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives somebody ability, time, health, opportunity, the way He's kept us in the world, ni'mas, treasures, gifts, then we should live and worship according to His choice. What is Allah asking from us? Nothing. Just farid, that's it. Handful. Allah didn't say pray tahajjud must. Allah didn't say do this many umrah. Allah, did He say to you, to me, to us, pray ishraq every day, it's a must do just prayer? No. Allah says that recite lengthy Quran? No. That will you be asked in the grave about how much Quran you read? No. No questioning. No, nobody will ask you, are you a hafid or not a hafid? Did you read Quran or not read the Quran? No question on this. Noor ala noor. Noor bi noor. If you've done these extra things, good. Great actions. Bonus. Bonus. There's nothing. A person who's prayed ishraq, great action. Tahajjud, great action. But Allah Ta'ala says, no problem if you haven't. No problem. But at least do the minimum actions that I require from you, that I've made compulsory for you. And what is that? Just a little bit. Five times salah in the day. How many? Five times salah. That's it. That's all Allah wants from us. Allah's made masjids here. The masjids have been opened for us. Allah's decorated the masjids for us. Preparation. Allah says, come to my home five times a day. That's it. That's it. Take your kids from home. Wake them up. Women should stand, pray at that time. No, we can't do this. We can't do this. Just a minor action. This is our deen. Minor. That once a year, the next fard comes, fasting. If you've got money in your pocket, then Hajj is fard. And even that doesn't come in the life. If you don't have money in your pocket, no zakat. So one action we have to do daily, salah. That's it. And what a beautiful action. Beautiful action. So beloved an action that when a person comes, he does wudu, becomes fresh, he does sujood, then he gets a coolness in the heart. Coolness, enjoyment in the heart. And he's regretting, I made a mistake before today. Why didn't I pray salah before today? That's such a beloved action. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, Bilal, quickly, quickly, do adhan for the coolness of my eyes. Salah. If the Nabi's ummah, we are in this, the coolness of his eyes was salah. We are in his ummah. Imagine Allah has kept beautiful effects in salah. Solutions and mercies and blessings in salah. Imagine. And shaitan, will he allow us to pray? Will he want us to pray? Oh, he should go and pray this person. Will shaitan like this? So Allah tawfiq, if he's given me capability, then don't be lazy. Shaitan is dangerous, extremely dangerous. He will not see that, allow you to go to pray. No. Or he won't allow you to recite Quran. He will not bear that. If you're doing dhikr, he will not bear with that. Any work of the deen, he does not like. He does not enjoy it. So what does he do then? Shaitan, Allahu Akbar. He says, get this man out of the deen. What does he do then? He injects whispers into the ears, thoughts into the ears and the heart of that person. Whispering of shaitan. Waswasa, he's the enemy. He's got free reign. He says, the man says, you don't have to pray. You were thinking during prayer and then you're praying as well. Thoughts come, don't they? Thoughts. Yeah, he's right actually. And I haven't got a salah standard. Shaitan says, what salah are you praying? It's not been accepted. Just go to sleep. Then when he wakes up, he says, no, yaar. Then his heart feels, he wants to pray. But shaitan says, there's no benefit in my prayer. Your dua is not going to be accepted of man. Don't pray salah like this. Don't pray until you're good. Is this salah what you're praying? No, waste of time, he says, shaitan. What's this dhikr you're doing? Dhikr. You feel sleeping, dhikr, drowsy. You don't even know you're doing dhikr. There's no benefit that you can see. And then the man thinks, I can't see no benefit. After dhikr, this will happen, that will happen. I can't feel all of these things happening or see these things happening. So when these thoughts come, then what happens? Insan goes on a U-turn. Back to the initial step. Back to square one. So this is what happens. So don't think it's easy to practice. Shaitan is an extremely dangerous enemy. Adum mubin. And he won't do enmity with us. He'll chop your nose off or injure your stomach or your body. No. That physically injury is not as bad as iman being injured, because shaitan injures iman. He won't touch your nose, your stomach, give you illness. He has no link with these things. He won't take your wealth. He will steal your iman. That's his permanent enmity with man. He wants to steal your iman. Adum mubin. Allah said in the Quran, your avowed enemy. So when you come to pray salah, or if Allah gives you ability, capability to do an amal like me, I've come here, you are pious people, a person like me, Allah Ta'ala has allowed me to come and sit here, then don't become fussy, I'm big shot, and I'm doing zikr, and I'm pious. No, be afraid of Allah. Have khawf, fear, because shaitan is an extremely dangerous enemy. He has taken big shots of the world. No, I don't need to do zikr. Oh, what's the point of sitting? It's no benefit. Oh, do other actions, they're better. Thousands of excuses he'll inject into your brain. Person will be coming, he'll take a U-turn. Oh, it takes too long, this majlis. But Allah Ta'ala said that from one salah, if you sit down, as long as you're sitting in the masjid, then you keep getting the thawab of that salah you've just prayed. So how fortunate we are, subhanAllah, the angels are doing dua of forgiveness for that person. Is this not the thawab? Well, shaitan said, no, leave it. You prayed salah, go home. You don't need to sit in the majlis. Too time consuming. What's the benefit? There's no benefit. I was sat once or twice, just like that. And this is what happens. He says, you're just a big man, you're pious, you don't need to do dhikr. Only minor sinful people do dhikr. You are this, you've got titles, you're recognized. And he made that person run away from dhikr. Do dua, Allah, the tawfiq you give us to do good deeds, allow us to continue till death. Ameen. Very dangerous. Shaitan. Allah Ta'ala is giving us reminders in the Quran. Don't consider any action you do, any amal you get the tawfiq to do, foolish people, don't consider it a minor. Don't do that, Allah says. Allah's warning us. Whatever action you're doing, whatever level, in whichever way you came to pray salah, your thoughts went off somewhere else, you're thinking, and you're knocking around left and right, etc., thinking about things, don't worry at all, Allah Ta'ala says. Don't worry at all. That if you're trying, that's the main thing. Even if your salah is not on a high established level, Allah Ta'ala has given us encouragement. Think about it yourself. Allah Ta'ala stating, Man aradallahu, Allah says, Akhirah, 4 points Allah Ta'ala, in a few words, who is saying this? Rabbul Alameen, Allah, Lord of the universe. That listen to me. Allah says that I'm talking to you about amal, action. Any action you do, any amal you do, any amal that you do, implement. If you implement a deed, salah, fasting, hajj, tilawat, reciting Quran, any action you do, if you do the action in this state, that state, that you have good intention, that at that time you are implementing that deed, that you are thinking even for a split second, you had any intention that Allah, that this salah, I'm praying for this reason, that I, so that my death is good tomorrow, in the future. Have a good death, and the challenge of the grave becomes easy. So you have the aradul akhirah, that your amal is linked to the hereafter, not to the dunya. No, because that's where the amal is spoilt by a person. For example, you come to dhikr, then totally you should have no other thought or intention. You should have the thought, Allah, due to this dhikr, Allah, please save me from the adab of the qabr of my mawla. Please be merciful, my death is about to come. And in the Quran, you said time and time again, the very close to you is your hisab, your accounting. Allah says, I will account you very soon. So Allah will be in a very difficult situation. So what is the intention of a person to make? Every amal, whether you do a small action, big action, however big or small the action is, whatever it is. Allah says, what should be your intention? Towards what? The hereafter, the grave. When you're praying salah, think about the grave. Think about adab. Think about the accounting, day of accounting. Think about the day of resurrection, the plane of resurrection. The punishment of the hereafter should be thinking about that. Allah Ta'ala, protect me. That's why I'm doing this action. I have no other intention or objective apart from this, Allah. Nor do I want to become pious or a peer or a sheikh. Or nor do I want to host dhikr. Nor do I want recognition. This happens, that happens. Never should a person think like this. Shaitan makes you feel like this. Why? Because he wants to make us detached from that deed. Allah's given us that deed, And Allah says, you should have this intention. Whenever you do any action, make the objective the hereafter. Then Allah says, the next point. Then try. After having good objective, try as much as you can. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. That you can't prevent the thoughts, negative thinking. What can you do? Yes, you're doing tasbih, you're feeling sleepy. What can you do? You're tired. What can you do? It's not in your control. For example, you want to do ibadah, you think I've prayed salah, this is how much I can do. Fine, do that. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Shaitan, he says, your salah, have you prayed 2 rakat, 3 rakat? Your salah is incorrect, you're not healthy, you got depression mentally, you're affected, you're taking tablets, your salah is not complete. What does Allah Ta'ala say? That I have no link with that. All I want to see is that you've made intention for salah, you've come, you want the akhirah benefit, then you carry on doing the action, say Subhanallah. When the thoughts are coming, let them keep coming. If you don't know what you've just read, what you're doing, where you're going, Allah Ta'ala says, I will make it easy for you. You've tried, you had the right intention, say Subhanallah. Your niyyah was correct, wasn't it? Yes, for example, you have to meet somebody after you prayed salah, quickly have to pray salah, quickly, you're praying in haste maybe, and your thoughts are afterwards about the meeting, etc. Don't worry. Allah says that you've come at least, you've tried, you've stood. Yes, even if you're doing hisab for your shop, counting the money, wealth, driving your taxi, the route. Allah says, you've come to me, you're trying, you're making effort, mine effort maybe, at least 2 footsteps you've come towards me. That's the second point. The third point, Allah says, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. This is the condition for the mu'min. You have the intention, and you try your best, you make effort, whatever broken down effort you've got, and you don't just sit. Allah says, you don't just sit and give up. I don't like that. With shaitan, he makes you sit and give up. Make excuses. Do you understand what I'm saying? So don't sit still and make lame excuses. You have to arrive that, for example, even if you didn't get jama'ah, get to the masjid. Shaitan says, oh, jama'ah's gone now. Say, no problem. Oh, here's also a point here that Allah Ta'ala will see your niyyah. You wanted jama'ah congregation, Allah will give you mercy. Maybe He'll give you the thawab of the jama'ah of congregation. Don't lose hope. Yes, oh, I'm late now. Doesn't matter if you're late. Today, if He's made you lazy, tomorrow He'll make you even more lazy. Even more lazy, no problem. Jama'at is finished. Okay, let me get to the masjid at least and pray. Khair, at least my heart feels like getting to the masjid. I've got late. I had a problem. Man came to meet me or a phone call came. Dunya, isn't it? Distraction. Allah says, no problem. No problem. Don't worry about the distractions that you got. But what Allah says, you tried. You made effort. However you did, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Look how Allah clears the way, the path. Clears the way. Wahuwa mu'min. But the women folk, they also have forgotten, oh, salah, is it time, etc. Delay. Soon as they stand, just pray salah. Soon as it's time, pray salah. Don't leave salah. Don't worry, though, my salah been accepted. No, it says, don't worry about that. Is it me? It's my salah. I know what's best. You have no link with that. I've told you to do, move. Don't sit still. Keep moving. Keep trying. Allah says, I don't like laziness. Laziness. Don't lose hope. Don't lose determination. Allah says, I don't like the people who give up and make excuses. Just keep moving. Say Subhanallah. Will you keep moving, brothers? Keep trying? Inshallah. So then if we can come to the dhikr in the morning, lazy, or come in the evening. If you can only come for a few moments, come for a few moments. But don't leave the majlis. Don't leave jama'ah. Don't leave congregation. You understand what I'm saying? Doesn't matter what happens. Say, I'm not going to leave it. Even if I'm lazy and I'm this and that. That, for example, I'll miss Thursday night, I'll come next Thursday night. Keep on making your niyyah revived. Allah says, I don't like lazy people. Inshallah, you will not get ill then. Yes, Allah Ta'ala will remove all the obstacles. Such points you'll hear from people. Oh, I don't know how I arrived there. I didn't have intention. This is Allah's karam, His mercy, His blessings. You're sitting at home. No, I can't go. Allah says, I don't like a man who's bone idle sitting at home. No, try your best. Attend the majlis and congregation. Allah is so merciful, so merciful. With the mu'min, Allah Ta'ala's mercy has no limits. The sneeze, is it something? Sneezing, is there any value of sneezing in front of us? We sneeze, isn't it? We keep on sneezing. Is there any value? Yes, today I'll tell you the value of sneezing. Subhanallah. We speak about this, Allah's rahmah, His mercy. Allah's. When a person gets sneezed, when he feels that he has to sneeze, there's a hadith on this in the fadail, in the virtues. Yes, I'm not saying a Sahih Bukhari, by Allah's rahmah, His mercy, I'm sharing that with you. So when this hadith has arrived, it doesn't matter what level of strength it's on, inshallah, Allah will give the reward as well. So I've read it, and it's a good hadith, a pious predecessor's practice on this. What? When you sneeze, a person should say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Easy. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. And then he says, Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi baytihi. Yes, three statements. A person who's recited this durood and has said this on a sneeze, then immediately from beneath the arsh, a bird is created for this durood, and it flutters. You understand? It starts to flutter and fly, and then it says to Allah, Allah, the person who did this deed, Allah, forgive that person. Forgive that person. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala forgives that person. So the mu'min, every action is very beloved. Every action is beloved. Even sneezing is beloved to Allah. Sneezing, subhanAllah. A mu'min, he cannot get any spare free space where he doesn't need to do anything or he can't do anything. If he's a mu'min, he's khair upon khair. Goodness beyond goodness. There's no negativity on a mu'min. One wudu of a mu'min is such that he can eliminate all the problems around him. Every droplet of wudu can take out the solution from all the problems. Yes, so what do we do? What does a person do? When, for example, we work in the morning, we do wudu, we put the water in the nose. When you wake up in the morning, what should you do? You have to sneeze. You have to blow the nostrils out. Yeah, one, two, three. In the hadith, it's stated, shaitan in the night, he sleeps in the upper bone of the nose and the up top part of the nostril. So Rasulullah said, this is a sunnah, subhanAllah, that I will teach you a methodology that you can detach yourself from shaitan, that you should blow your nose, you will see how he'll scarper, he'll run away, shaitan. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. We are beautiful manufacture, the human being, the mu'min is a beautiful personality. So why are we afraid of diseases, but we're afraid because we become monkeys? Monkeys and apes. We've left the deen. So what does Allah Ta'ala say? Don't be lazy. Don't be bone idle. Make an intention. Allah Ta'ala has given you that intention. After that, do the action. Try your best. Wahuwa mu'min. Allah says you should have aqeedah, belief in your amal, and you try. And you should be according to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi, your action shouldn't be amal that you imitate something else. You pray salah, how should it be? The way Rasulullah SAW prayed salah. According to the sunnah. Whatever action you implement, this is the condition, precondition. It's minor deed, but the precondition is connection with who? With who? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wahuwa mu'min. So what's a mu'min? What's a mu'min? Who says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. If we don't say the Prophet's name, you're not a mu'min. How can a person be a mu'min? So that's why I stated, wa huwa mu'min, if you want, the person should be a mu'min. You should have a link upon my messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The amal you're doing, whatever you're trying, small, large, but it should connect in the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallam. Then we'll realize and see, whatever amal, whether it's a small, broken down, weak, if it's according to the sunnah, if it's in the color of the sunnah, then more, alhamdulillah, it will have importance and esteem. Yes, salah, you can pray without cap, you can pray salah. You can, isn't it? Yes. Yeah? You can get that verdict. If you wear the cap, the topi, subhanAllah, then your salah has elevated, promoted. And if you are imama while you're praying, then 70 times greater is the salah. It's in your hands, your choice. That's why I stated, the more sugar you put in, the sweeter the tea. Will it be bitter or will it be sweet? So the more you do amal on the sunnah, the more your deed will be sweet or bitter, tell me. Will it be sweet? No, I'm ashamed. Then keep on getting ashamed. Then drink the bitter tea. When you drink tea bitter, do you say I'm ashamed then? Put two spoons in. No, put another spoon of sugar in. So don't you say this when you come to pray salah. Allah, say to Allah, Allah, can I pray imama with imama? Why am I ashamed of wearing the imama? The more sugar you put in, the sweeter your ibadah will be. The closer you get to the sunnah, the more Allah Ta'ala will love us. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. These are the thoughts we have to develop. Mindset, ideology. These are the things. Straightforward deen Islam, is it? It's not a twisted and a difficult deen to comprehend. Our minds, they understand things. So if you want to do high level amal and take it to the heavens, Allah Ta'ala has given the methodology. He's given us the staircase. Allah says, keep on climbing the staircase. It cannot be that one sunnah, a person wears the sunnah attire, dress code, praying salah according to sunnah, and the other person's opposite. The Quran says, how can it be that darkness and light, can they be the same? No. Quran has stated this, darkness and light cannot be the same. How can it be? Never. Darkness is darkness, light is light. The more you increase, make it greater, the light will be greater in intensity. When will you realize that? Tomorrow, when Allah Ta'ala, one will be grabbed. Oh, this person used to pray next to me. He got so much promotion. What was the difference? There was a difference in the salah. Yes, Allah is Kareem. He used to pray according to the sunnah. He used to pray in the right way, the right method, because he knew that I need to develop my akhirah, my hereafter. I have to get good numbers in the exam. So it's your choice. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. It's your choice. Allah's given the path. He's defined it. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So the promotion, we have stopped the promotion. We have stopped. Where is it written? Why is it important? Okay, fine, brother. You're correct. Okay. Allah Ta'ala says, wahuwa mu'min. If you don't follow the conditions, if you don't attach your deeds to the sunnah of Rasulullah, then your deed is defective. It's defective. So a few points. You should have intention. Try, make effort as best as you can, okay? According to the sunnah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأُولَيْكَ كَانَ سَعِمْ مَشْكُورًا. Subhanallah. Quran. Allah's kitab. Allah said, don't worry now. No need to worry. Why do you have concern? Your Rabb, with regards to this amal, you think thoughts come, shaitan's whispering to me, I don't feel like I'm feeling sleepy, drowsy. Allah says, I'm your Rabb, I'm saying, فَأُولَيْكُمْ سَعِمْ مَشْكُورًا. Allah says, that your deed, your amal, in the hereafter, subhanallah, in the hereafter, this deed, its ajr, reward, I will attach my pleasure to this reward of this deed. Allah says, the reward for this amal will be my radha. My Hazrat Sahib used to state, my Shaykh, that on this verse, the tafsir, the commentary that is extracted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, my khas, special pleasure I will bestow to you, my servant, on the day of judgment. Whoever's appreciated and tried and made effort. So my brothers, don't tire. Never tire. Never be lazy. Don't obey shaitan and leave deeds. I'm feeling sleepy. No problem. I'm sitting. I'm coming. I'm coming. And increase it. Develop it. Develop your determination and passion. These few days of life, we need to attain these rewards. Few days of life. Few days of life. That's it. Temporary. So Allah Ta'ala has made it very clear for us today. Nothing's difficult, tough, that our deeds aren't accepted. We're minor, we're sinful, shaitan. He will try to make you go on a U-turn after a week or after a month or two. He'll take you on a U-turn. Totally don't follow his orders. When I go, wherever I am, however I present myself, and especially Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, Allah's remembrance with regards to this, very clearly Allah Ta'ala has encouraged us and given us direction. Very clearly, the pious predecessors have stated that never a person should imagine that you're doing dhikr and it's not accepted. Never imagine. Never ever. And never think that it's not benefiting you, dhikr. How can it benefit you? Thinking, how can it be, the pious predecessors, that you're naming Allah's name and it doesn't benefit you? Impossible. Never even imagine that I'm not getting benefit from this. I'm sitting to do dhikr and it's not benefiting me. Impossible to comprehend that. Impossible. Every single way when a person gives you dhikr, Allah allows you to do dhikr, you got the tasbih, resting Allah's name, alhamdulillah, you will be going up the steps of progression. Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ مَشْكُورًا. Allah says, have yaqeen in this verse of mine, that never will your amal be wasted. Alhamdulillah, however you do dhikr, sitting, wherever you are, what you're doing, you've got courage and passion, determination, you've arrived, leave the rest to Allah. Yes, this is success. Not though I've done zikr and I need to see dreams and visions. That's it now. I'm going to leave it now. And then, mashallah, for example, Allah's doors of blessings open, etc. Don't look for supernatural visions in the world. Don't look for these things. Our yaqeen, our certainty should be that Allah Ta'ala told us, says, you've done the amal, I've made Jannah for you in the hereafter. That's it. That's all we need. Today, Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to assemble in this gathering. Allah has assembled this gathering. Allah seated us down. Allah seated down and said, I've assembled a gathering. A majlis is called a dhikr of Allah. You've sat in that gathering. When that majlis is established now, and you started doing dhikr of Allah, then all the doors of the heavens have opened up for you. The angels have started to descend. The groups of the angels have surrounded you. They've opened their wings for you. Allah in the heavens with a select group of angels, like you're sat on that remembering me. Allah says, in the heavens, I'm sitting and I'm doing your dhikr in the heavens. And subhanallah, I am forgiving all of you people. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So what's there to doubt in this? What's there to doubt? Is there anything to doubt? Oh, there's only a few people here. It's probably no important gathering. Why isn't the masjid filled? Why haven't other people come? Must be something wrong. There's a doubt. No, no. Rather say, Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala has selected us from the dunya to sit in His remembrance. Allah selected. Allah's rahmah can take whoever He wants. And try harder then. That I will come in the morning as well. Say, Inshallah, Inshallah. And Fajr prayer will also pray and do dhikr of Allah. Just like Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to sit down today, then why shouldn't I come in the morning? Inshallah, I'll come in the morning as well. Brothers, do you make niyyah? Inshallah. Make solid, firm intention to come in the morning after Fajr Salah. The amount of tawfiq Allah gives, sign mashkura. But I'll try, Allah says, I'll accept your efforts. However long you can sit, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, sit down. As long as Allah Ta'ala sees you down, inshallah, I will present myself, then I'll go. Rajab, month of Rajab, Jummah, great, fantastic day. So tell me, if a life of a mu'min is so clean and pure, then why have problems and difficulties and diseases? How can they affect a mu'min? How? There is no cure. Allah Ta'ala said Himself. There is no cure for all these things. This disease, everyone in the world is upset. There's no cure. There's no cure. Allah has summarized in a few words. Everyone's scared and everyone's become deflated and lost. All the airs come out, people. Yeah. Allah says, قُلْ until qiyamah, my ummah, tell them that you have no need to worry. No need to worry, ya ummah. Problems, difficulties, distress, worries, whatever comes. قُلْ, tell the people, Allah says. What? Allah's given the cure. قُلْ, أَعُوذُ, say Subhanallah. SubhanAllah, one statement Allah Ta'ala summarizes. Oh my Mahbub beloved, tell them there's a great protection I'm giving to your ummah. Great protection. What? Qul a'udhu. SubhanAllah. What is a'udhu? Protection. Refuge. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas. SubhanAllah. The mu'min is such a creation. The believer, he has no need to worry whenever any problem, difficulty, calamity, storm, whatever comes, immediately, he has one path, one way out. SubhanAllah. Who are you linked to? Who are you connected to? Allah says, who is your Rabb? Who is your creator? Malik, your owner, the creator, the Khaliq, Allah. Allah mentioned three attributes. Malkiyat, ownership, and Malikin Nas. Ilahin Nas. Allah has mentioned three attributes. Rabb, Malik, Ma'bud. He's the owner. You are linked to Him. You just need to do one action. What is that? A'udhu. So this is the point that we need to understand. That you need to do one action, O my creation. What? A'udhu. Allah says that you should turn to Allah. Turn to Allah. Focus on Allah. Run to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Ruju ila Allah. Focus on Allah. Concentrate. You see a storm's coming, calamity's coming, worry's coming, distress is coming. Distress is coming and now it's going to increase. Watch, of course. Allah's adab is unique. How are these things multiplying? Look, we're seeing. We're hearing. What's the cure Allah Ta'ala stated? A'udhu. That when you turn to me, I'm your Rabb, your creator. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Without Allah's will, nothing can happen. Allah says that I make people alive and I give also death. You weren't present before. Rabb, Allah has mentioned His attribute. That He speaks about making people born, creating them. Allah says, you don't even know who you were. Nas, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Allah has given the message to the whole universe. That turn to me, everything will disappear. The problems, recognize your Lord. How were you created? You were made out of a dirty portion of liquid. Yes, and that was injected into an impure place. You don't even know where you were. And then I made that place, the womb, a 5-star hotel for you. I gave you food and warmth and I multiplied your body and you were set with ease. And you thought, this is my dunya in the womb. SubhanAllah, Mulana Rumi, rahmatullahi, great couplet, great poem he wrote upon this point. When the child, the fetus is developing in the embryo and multiplies and he thinks, I'm enjoying myself, this is great life. Everything, the food, the nourishment, the nutrition, like a 5-star hotel, warmth, he doesn't feel like it. Yes, the child cries. Why? Because he doesn't want to leave the womb of the mother and come into the dunya. He was living beautiful, comfortable. Why are you pestering me, he says, when he comes into the world? Why have you sent me into, where have I come to this world now? That's why the child cries on being born. Total preparation and nourishment and sustenance. Then when you extracted into the world, then who knew you? Did anyone know you when you were born? Allah says. Did anybody, what did you have when you come to, you have money, you did a milkman come to give you milk, did somebody come to give you, you had no teeth, no food, no milk? Subhanallah says, when you were born from the womb, within that mother put so much love into her breast, so much love, that for you, she sacrificed everything, her time, her efforts, her energy, that when you were thirsty, her blood was transformed into milk. Subhanallah. Where does milk come into the chest of the mother? That blood becomes the milk. Imagine the love Allah Ta'ala has instilled. So much love the mother has for the child. Allah has instilled that. The blood within the chest of the mother, it transforms and it converts into the form of milk. Subhanallah. Power of Allah. How do you drink then? How did you learn to drink? Allah says, when you born, Allah Rabb, He's the Lord. He's making us realize today you don't follow your Rabb. Someone's like this, like that. People don't believe in Allah, etc. Allah says that you have to realize and recognize your Lord and your capability. And what were you before? Allah says the mother gets so much love. She runs after you to bring you up, to grow in your father. He's mad for you. He's out in the world and earning and feeding you. Earning and feeding you. Earning and feeding you. Give him clothes. Buy shoes for him. Make clothes for him. I bought this to him. I bought this for the child today. And he's not asking uncle and other aunties. Everyone's just bed. And the fountain of their love is the child for the father. That when he comes home from work, he'll see the child first. He'll love his child. So the father, the mother, the sisters, and he leaves his own mother and father and children. He says, my child, my child, my child. Where's my son, my son, my son? Yes, the mother giving the milk to drink and the father's earning to bring the food and the clothes home. Allah says, then when you grow up, what happens then? Then you forget them. You forget you've forgotten your Rabb who brought you up. So Allah says, turn to me, this is the cure. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Turn back to your Lord, to your sustainer. How? That the tawakkal I gave you when you were born, O foolish person, create that tawakkal again inside you. That every condition, every state, it's my Rabb who will deliver me from the problems. The methodology Allah has given me, rizq, He's allowed me to earn. In that right way I will earn, I will not put my hand anywhere else. Because at that time he gave me to eat when I was not awake. Now I'm a grown up. Now should I eat haram or interest or steal or commit banditry or lie, commit fraud? And then I'll get the earnings. Allah says, no, you didn't do tawakkal upon me. You have left your Rabb, your Lord. And this is leaving your Rabb, your Lord. Allah says, I'm not your Rabb anymore. Shaitan has become your Rabb and you are following him and consuming haram, lying, and consuming interest and signing incorrect wrong statements for £4. You're sending yourself zalim, oppressor. Your whole life I sustained you and I gave you your parents to bring you up, and now you don't have yaqeen on your Rabb and you are committing fraud and lying and deceiving. Say subhanallah. So قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Turn to your Lord, run back to your Lord. مَلِكِ النَّاسِ. Where's my mind now going towards the tafsir of Surah Nas? Malik in Nas. Malik, who? The King of the Kings. Allah says, I'm the King of the Kings. I'm the Malik, the owner. I own everything of yours. Is this your character, your hand? Okay, this is your finger, is it? Allah says, I'll bend it. Show me if you can straighten it. I will make your eyes distorted. I'll take your eyesight away. Bring your eyesight back. I'll make your eyes weak. Put the power back in your eyesight if you can. I'll make you old. See if you can go back to your youth. Allah says, I'm making your teeth fall out. Bring your teeth back in your body. Have you got the power? I say, have you got any? Who's the Malik then? Who says, who's the Malik? Allah says, I'm the Malik. You're not the Malik. You're not in control. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. These are my eyes, Allah says. It's not my eyes, Allah's eyes. My eyes, my nose, no, Allah's eyes. Allah says, this is not your body, my body. Allah says, whose body? Who is a Malik in Nas? I am the owner of all the human beings. What have you done? You've become Malik yourself. This is my eyes, my conditions, my life. I do this, I do that. Allah says, if I'm your Malik, if you own something in the world, the owner of something, He controls that commodity, doesn't he? Or does he not control it? So who are you to say that you are using this eye, you own it according to your desires, that you should utilize your eyesight the way the Malik says, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. But you have left Europe, you say, I'm the Malik. You utilize your eyes the way I want to look at girls. Allah says, don't, it's haram. You say, no, I want to look at females. How dare you look at these images? No, I want to see images. I can't live my life according if I don't. Don't do this action that I, you have to assign to your Rabb, Allah. But you've become the Malik, so there's no greater shirk than this, is there? Your whole body, you do wrong things with your hands. I tell you to refrain. Is it your hand? Allah says, that no, I say, Allah, it's not you, the Rabb, I am the Rabb. And it's my legs, though. You become the Rabb now. Is there any bigger shirk than this? If you think that you are Malik, someone else is Malik, then do according to what you think is best. Then if this is your eye, due to haya, should be low. Your hand should always be pure from sin. Your legs should always be pure from sin. Allah says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ. If you accept me as the Malik, then recognize that through your actions. When you recognize the true creator, then you won't do zina with your eyes, fornication with your eyes, you won't lie with your tongue, you won't commit sins with your feet, your legs, you won't do wrong action with your hands. Why? Because when you start doing wrong action with your hands, you say, it's not my hands, Allah is the Rabb. He has told me to utilize my hands like this. No, I can't do this action. Wrong. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Is this our hand? Is this your father's hand? It's Allah's hand. Allah said, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. Subhanallah, third attribute. Third quality, Allah says, I'm ma'bud. Am I in control? Am I the owner? Is it our nafs that we worship? Allah says, I am worthy of worship. Who do we worship? Allah says, do my ibadah, worship me, prostrate to me, do my dhikr. But nafs says, no, worship me. Inside us, internal nafs, that we've made an idol, the nafs, and we follow the desires of the nafs. Allah Ta'ala says, everything in the universe, all cures, all problems is based on what? Qul a'udhu. A'udhu. Ruju ila Allah. Focus on Allah. Turn to Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, come back to reality. Recognize your Lord, Allah. Recognize your Malik. Recognize who is worthy of worship. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. How? قُلْ أَعُوذُ رِجُوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Focus on how do you do رِجُوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ? How do you do أَعُوذُ? تَعُوذ. Very easy. Cure for this disease, I'll tell you. Today do this cure, implement this cure, everything will settle out. Fear will eliminate. What is the cure? What's the cure? That any illness that comes, any storm that comes, any calamity for the mu'min, Allah says, do one action straight away. One action straight away. All of this is happening due to me, Allah says, in the world. You do one action. What is the action? Subhanallah. Rujoo ila Allah. You have forgotten your Rabb, your Malik, your Ilah. Allah says, how do you turn to me? How do you turn to Allah? What's the method? What's the method to turn to Allah? Focus on Allah. Listen. And today implement that and depart. If you understand what I'm saying. What is that? Rujoo ila Allah. What's the methodology? One method. That we immediately we do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When an individual repents, then he's focusing on Allah. Allah, I've arrived. Allah, my hands have raised. I come back to you, Allah, my Lord. I accept everything you say. Now I accept you as my Rabb, my Lord, my Malik, and my Ilah, my Ma'bud. Allah, I do tawbah, I repent. What a beautiful statement. 70 years I opposed you, Allah. My Rabb was something else. My Malik was somebody else. My Ilah was somebody else. But after 70 years I've said a statement, Allah, Allah forgive me. I've committed many mistakes. You are my Rabb. You are my Lord. I won't commit haram deeds. You are my Malik. All of my desires I will put to the side and I will implement according to your desire. I'll prostrate according to your desire, your preference. Three things when he says these things, then this is tawbah. As soon as an implement a person does tawbah, immediately Allah Ta'ala opens all the doors of his mercies. Immediately, subhanAllah. And the person changes for the better. Illness, forget the illness. Illness comes for this reason, because a person's left repentance. So who is Allah Ta'ala addressing? Not just to the mu'mins. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. All of human beings, all of humanity, everyone is the son of Adam. All the people around us are the son of Adam. Person who doesn't believe in Allah, believe. The person who's forgotten Allah, come back. Turn to Allah. Those who are committing sins, do tawbah, repent. Yes, whatever realm you're in, immediately turn to me. Allah says, I'll remove the disasters, the calamities immediately. So we are mu'mins. We've done tawbah to Allah. We should do tawbah Allah. We ask you for forgiveness. That's the biggest cure. Tawbah. Rujoo ila Allah. Turn to Allah. Will we do this, brothers? Tawbah. That's it. That's fine. No illness will remain. No problem will remain. So let's do dua to Allah. Let's pray to Allah. Two things we have attained today from this gathering. Number one, amal. What amal? Don't reject deeds in any way or shape. Allah says, Allah's promised, I will accept your deeds. Try your best. Number two, that doesn't matter how big a disaster comes into the world, the best cure is what? Rajoo ila Allah. Turn back to Allah. Do tawbah, repent. Allah, we've recognized you, and the rest of our life we will live in a pure and good way. Inshallah, everything will be clean. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to implement this. Ameen. Recite the routine.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين داعي ياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا داعي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا داعي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا داعي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا کچھ خواتین نے ہم سے دعا کی درخواست کی ہے. ایک خاتون جو ہیں بلیڈ فلو میں بہت سخت بیمار ہیں, فالج کا اٹیک ہوا ہے, ذاکرہ عورت ہیں, ان کے لیے دعا فرمائیں. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو صحت کامل فرمائیں. اسی طرح ایک بولٹن کی خاتون ہیں, ان کا آپریشن ہونا ہے سیٹرڈے کو, ان کے لیے دعا فرمائیں. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو صحت کامل آج نصیب فرمائیں, اور جتنے بیمار ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو صحت کامل نصیب فرمائیں.
يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا 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 ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے. اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. يا حيو يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث.
میری والدہ صاحبہ کے لیے دعا فرمائے, اسی ماہ میں ان کا انتقال ہوا تھا.
يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.